Stephen Buckley here again from Christian Aid. You've heard from me this morning as to why I've come to Manchester for Bearing Witness, but I'm now with Paul Brannan, who's the head of advocacy and influence at Christian Aid. Paul, why are we here?
Christian Aid are here in Manchester today to bear witness. Bear witness to the impact that climate change is already having on poor people in the developing world, devastating impact. And we're here to bear witness on the eve of the Conservative Party conference, which begins this weekend, to say that we, Christian Aid, and the churches are very concerned about the situation to do with climate change.
Great. How many people are coming and who are the agencies involved?
We've had a steady flow of registrations coming in, another 20 on Friday, so we're up around the 700-800 figure for Christian Aid, and we're going to be joined also in the ecumenical service in the cathedral by our colleagues from CAFOD and Tear Fund, and we'll be up over the 1,000 as we take to the streets after the service in a procession down to the Conservative Party venue to make the case for an increased push by the British government to show increased leadership in relation to climate change on the eve of the UN climate change talks in South Africa in November.
Brilliant. And what would you say to people who said, you know, Christian Aid shouldn't be getting involved in politics?
Well, I'd say what Desmond Tutu said all those years ago is I don't understand what Bible people are reading if they say Christianity and politics doesn't mix. We at Christian Aid are absolutely convinced that the only way we're going to get rid of poverty in the world, and we can do that, is if we tackle the causes of poverty. And to tackle the causes of poverty, you've got to get involved with politics, you've got to get involved with economics. There's no way around it. You have to engage with the establishment, with the way that the world is actually run. And that's what we're doing here in Manchester. We're going to engage with the politicians. We've got a message for the business community. We need to cut our carbon emissions.
Fantastic. Thanks, Paul. So follow us through the day on Twitter at hashtag Bearing Witness, or check us out on the Christian Aid site, and we'll try and get another couple of booze up today.